here's a story from The World.
Today, the funeral of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was held in Cap-Haïtien in northern Haiti. Moïse's assassination on July 7th continues to impact life in Haiti, not to mention the Haitian diaspora here in the United States. Many people in the U.S. are wondering what role they should play in shaping the future of their country. Gary Pierre-Pierre is a founder and publisher of the Haitian Times, a newspaper based in Brooklyn for the Haitian diaspora. Gary, I want to talk to you about an essay you wrote recently about the relationship between the diaspora and Haiti at this critical moment. Members of the diaspora want to play a role in shaping the future of Haiti, but that is not so simple. What is the tension you see there?
It's not simple because, you know, we out of the country. We don't live physically in the country. And so decisions are not really based on reality on the ground. That's the challenge that Haiti faces because its middle class is essentially a de facto middle class, the diaspora. Also, too, Marco, is that the diaspora has some work to be done. Its institutions are not as strong as they ought to be, as they need to be, rather, to engage it with Haiti. And so right now, the primary role is that of an ATM machine, you know, just basically send money back home and help families and relatives eke out a living. And so the challenge now is to find out how can we engage meaningfully, because Haiti needs its middle class to succeed.
The fact you mentioned this a second ago, the fact that the diaspora is largely middle class, able to send some $3+ billion back to the island in remittances a year. I mean, that middle class must also create some tension with people on the island who are not middle class.
Actually, no, because everyone has a diaspora who's helping them. The tensions come from the political class who sees that as a threat. They don't want them anymore engaged because then that creates competition. It creates a threat that they're not comfortable giving away to what they call outsiders.
There is that diaspora that is largely middle class, as you say. I mean, much has been said over the decades about the power of the small circle of Haitian elites and the much more populous poor on the island. Can you describe what that looks like today and what impact it's having on the upheaval and tension we're seeing around the country, especially in Port-au-Prince?
You have about 10 to 20 families, maybe 25, but very small. That controls 95% of the country. Every industry is controlled by them. It's unlivable. And it starts with no wealth distribution whatsoever.
How embedded in Haiti is that economic stratification? Like, what would it take for that to even out?
All you got to do is, if you have good government, be fair, allow everybody to democratize the economy, dismantle those monopolies that are in place right now, and let it be a true free market place. And so those are the issues that I think the clear-headed members of the diaspora are saying, these are the conditions that we need to compete because we want to invest, not just come in and blow money away.
What do you think the U.S. role should be now in helping Haiti?
The U.S. has a long and complicated history with Haiti. On the one hand, they've done their best. On the other hand, they've done their worst. They've undermined the democratic process. And that has really turned off the people in Haiti from democracy. They think the system is rigged. Every time they elect someone, the United States weighs in. This is a great question, Marco, because I think this is the venue where the diaspora could exert influence if they were together. I mean, the quicker thing, you know, have a meaningful conversation with the State Department, you know, whatever other agencies that are involved, and give them the Haitian-American perspective. But the problem is the U.S. has supported the oligarchs. They have no problem with the oligarchy. But that's where the problem is. You have to dismantle that. If that's in place, I mean, I don't care how many diaspora you bring into the country, nothing's going to get done. But you have to make it a fair system where anybody can compete.
Gary Pierre-Pierre is the founder and publisher of the Haitian Times, a newspaper for the Haitian diaspora. He's been speaking with us from his base in Brooklyn. Gary, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco, for having me.
From PRX.